Douglas comes all in your lady's chamber to steal his love away. Puts on the gold and chains of silver. Don't let your father know that I will take in hand his youngest daughter into the hills we'll go. One in the lady's house, you heard what they did say. You rang the bells both loud and shrill, so long before the day. Awake, awake, arise, you seven brothers, put on your armor bright. For Lord Douglas comes all in your lady's chamber to steal his love. Not road, but few short miles together across the wooded green. Well, lie down, he says, my untrue lover, for dawn is coming in. The sourwood and the ash grew up together across the wooded plain, and all the trees in the greenwood start to tremble. Whisper Douglas' name. I think I hear your father's steed, his hooves upon the ground, and I will wager that it won't be long till we have found. But I have run from all that was before me and put my house to shame. So fear the curse my mother placed upon me. Shed a tear until his keening blade took seven brothers and the father she held so dear. Hold your hand, my love, she says, your strokes are wondrous sore. The sweetheart's sigh we'll have again, but father, I'll get no more. Hold off, Lord Douglas, she calls towards him. By his name, for all the blood that you've shed in anger, love runs in every vein. Oh, you must choose, oh, choose then, Lady Margaret, if you do stay or bide. Well, I must go with you into the greenwood, since you left no guide. So he's placed her on the saddle seat beside him, his sword hung to the ground. And how his wounds did tremble and did quaver, and soaked his shirt with blood. Lie down and rest, my love, she says, I fear that you were slain. Your body trembles, not much life within. They had not rode but few short miles together till they came to the town. Oh, mother, make my bed, then cries Lord Douglas, for I want to. Slowly, slowly the sun rose up before them. crow for every wound Lord Douglas had upon him. The crimson blood did flow. Lord Douglas died so long before the morning. His love, she died tomorrow. Lord Douglas died of the wounds her father gave him. His lady died for sorrow. She was buried in the yard, and he was buried by her. And out her heart a crimson rose, and out his heart a briar. The briar and the rose grew up together till they could get no higher. They twined a true love's knot together for all.